morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dott, head blogger for ChannelBuzz.ca, and your host for this podcast. As promised earlier this week, today we're kicking off our annual New Year's podcast series, and we're welcoming Avnet Technology Solutions Global President Phil Gallagher and Canadian Country Manager Brian Abig to talk about the year that was 2013 for Avnet, as well as their predictions and prognostications for the channel in 2014. Let's get right down to it, and welcome Phil and Brian to the show. All right, joining us now are Phil and Brian. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time once again this year.
Thank you. Thanks, Rob, for having us.
It's been a busy year. It's been an interesting year. I guess to start from both of you, sort of your general thoughts on the year that was 2013.
Yeah, Rob, let me go first, and I'll hand it over to Brian. So this is Phil Gallagher. Just a couple, you know, general comments as we're closing it out. Obviously, you can't get into specific numbers. Overall, I'd say it was a pretty good year in 2013. Calendar, of course, we run fiscal July to June, but from a calendar standpoint, and you look at it from a global perspective, you know, you've got we've got presence in all regions of the world. Asia-Pacific, the Americas, and Europe. And if I were to sum up, I'd say Asia-Pac, we've had good continued progress and growth, and we actually moderate our growth in Asia-Pac to be sure we're driving for the right value prop and returns. EMEA, Europe has probably been the more of a, frankly, a bit more of a mixed bag from an economic outlook standpoint. We've had good growth and strength in Germany and Eastern Europe, Turkey, and there's been a bit more of a softer economic outlook in the South, in Italy, Spain, and the UK seems to be starting to show a slight rebound and stabilization. I would say the most consistent overall performance, not really great, not bad, just consistent and steady, has been North America. And I'll say that from an economic standpoint, North America has been holding its own. Yeah, I'm real pleased with our overall performance from Baywall and the team in North America. From a technology standpoint, we're seeing great opportunities to continue growth around converged and the integration opportunities there across all brands. And we've launched really officially our services in 2013. We'll probably talk about that a little bit more, but I'm very, very excited from that standpoint. So as we close out the year, it's going to be, you know, I'm just going to say pretty good. We're still closing the books on the quarter. And it's a year, I think, of positioning as well. And it's a word I'd like to leave you with before I turn it over to Brian. I think we've positioned ourselves to drive more value, further differentiate ourselves in the marketplace from a value distribution standpoint for our partners. Brian?
Thanks, Phil. Canada trended very similar to what Phil had referenced in terms of Jeff Baywall's North American business. We had a good year. In fact, I'll go so far as to say a really good year. As a calendar compared to the previous year, each of our quarters performed very favorably. And as the year went on, our momentum picked up. So we finished even stronger than we started, and it's been a good compare year over year. So I'm really happy with where Canada's at. In terms of our TS business and where we're positioned for the future.
Perfect. I'm not surprised to hear that. A lot of, you know, what we've seen over the course of the year is kind of some challenges in the more endpoint, the PC kind of business, but decent strength in the data center, in the cloud, in the more infrastructure side of the business, which of course in terms of technology products and services is where you guys are focused. But in terms of the areas where you're focused in technologies, you know, what were sort of the highlights and I guess maybe lowlights of the business? You know, what overperformed and what underperformed in terms of technology market segments for you guys?
Yeah, again, this is Phil. I'll go at that one first. Never any low lights, always just maybe some challenges, Rob, you know?
Sure.
yeah, we've seen great growth and opportunity in the storage area. Storage continues to be a real winner. As a fun fact for you, Rob, I can share that storage is now our largest technology or commodity. It's overtaken servers now for the last 2 years and growing at a very good clip, which is positive. We're seeing good growth in storage around analytics as well. I know you did a recent article on us adding on SAP with HANA, and it's very, very exciting how that's going to play in the whole Converge because of the platforms we have across the brands to be able to provide a solution there. We've seen good growth in software, much of that driven by our strategies around driving the value in the services play with companies like Ascendant, Brightstar, Pepperweed, et cetera. So we're starting to see some good progress there as well. I'd say there's an area that, one area of highlight I guess I'll add to is the Cisco brand. Okay, continues to differentiate us both here in North America as well as in Europe. Have a unique brand offering there with Cisco around the Converge. If there's any area that I'd say a low light or a challenge, and it's just the area in the servers. I mean, it's no secret proprietary servers continue to be a challenge from a growth standpoint as the market goes to more, I'll say, Intel-based or industry standard servers. So that mix continues to be a challenge, but as I said earlier, we're offsetting that with the accelerated growth in areas like storage. Brian, anything for Canada?
I would mirror the same conversation, Phil, but I would add that in the Converge discussion, we are seeing a disproportionately high percentage of our opportunities, our pipeline, if you will, being based in Converged solutions. So the amount of discrete single product SKU, if you will, quotations is markedly less than in the past. And even the opportunity for improvement around servers and proprietary servers in particular has become a little bit less of a discussion point as a discrete item because more and more it is being built into a bigger converged or engineered system. So it is it's an opportunity and it's a highlight at the same time in that we're having fewer conversations that sound like provide me a quote on product A, and we're having a lot more discussions around defining an end-user business problem and mapping back to a solution. So in that regard, we're seeing more and more activity being built around that converged engineered system.
Something we've talked about as an industry a long time, and many solution providers have certainly strived for, but it sounds like it's really taking off for you, Brian.
It is. We're really enjoying our spot in the industry right now.
Perfect. All right. Going hand in hand with that, and the converged view, of course, is services. Now, I recall a conversation we had, Phil, maybe 2 years ago now, where we were talking about the services business, the potential of the services business. And you said at that time, I won't attempt to quote you, but sort of, we've just scratched the surface. There's a long way to go. And certainly this year, you guys took a big step in that journey and in the launch of sort of the discrete services business. Can you walk us through how that launch has gone? And sort of where you see the services business today in terms of maturity offering and presence in the market.
Yeah, Rob, thanks. I do recall that conversation. And, going back several years ago, with what's happening from a solutions play and a value play, we realized that we needed to raise the bar, okay, and to be continuing to add more value in the upfront of the sale, okay, helping to drive more of the total solution to the customer. We've always had a big services business, but what we talked about, Rob, was it's traditionally a lot of resold services, which, by the way, is still a good business for us. That's more SKU-based, and that's still very, very important. And as I said before, somewhere between $1.5 and $2 billion a year for us. That's good news. But what we really want to do is branch out and drive more of the AdNet-branded services. And we decided that we could either do that organically or we could do it through acquisition, and we've done a little bit of both. I'm very pleased with where we are here in the past 9 months. I think we launched it somewhere around March officially. We've acquired 10 to 12 different companies, okay, that what I like to say is rounded out the life cycle of IT, okay, from demand gen, if you will, helping our customers define the solution, similar to what Brian just talked about, whether that be WebSphere or Cognos, IBM analytics expertise, HANA expertise, cloud expertise with companies such as Pepperweed that we acquired, Genelogix, all the way down around through the life cycle. So, integration services, installation, repair, and fixed 24/7 call centers all the way to live data center takeout, if you will, and where we could do a refurb, repair, resell, or destroy. So it's really the whole, you know, I call it the football chart we used to have, but it's a whole life cycle from womb to tomb. We're very pleased with where we are. Today, in rough numbers, it's roughly 5% of our revenue base. 2 to 3 years ago was less than 1%. So as we integrate these companies, and we've now branded it, Rob, as well, AdNet Services, okay? So we're moving away from the individual company brands to AdNet Services. We're going to be focused on the life cycle and total solutions, software solutions, education, and we're rolling it out across the Americas as we speak. We have presence in Europe and Asia-Pac to a lesser extent, but we'll brand them out across the world. So I think what's really exciting for me, and I just came off a roadshow and saw 12 partners a week and a half ago, is every partner, large and small, okay, wanted to hear more about what we're doing in the services space, because it's opening up the aperture for opportunities for them to sell more to their end customers. So they all realize they need to get or want to get further into services. Some of them have some of the capabilities, others don't. Okay, some have some capabilities and other opportunities where they want to outsource to someone like an AdNet to go deliver these services for them. So the partner community is really grasping it. And again, it's only 9 months old, really, and we're very excited about where it's positioning us with our partners in the marketplace.
All right. Every time we've, you know, we see one of these services announced or one of these acquisitions announced, you know, you guys are always pretty clear that this is for partners both in the United States and Canada. Brian, I'm curious to get your perspective on the services launch and what kind of momentum you're seeing for AvNet Services in the Canadian market.
Right. By definition, the vision of the services play that that Phil described really is designed to address the entire supply chain. From end-user business problem back through the VAR community into a supplier product suite. And I would suggest that right now it is an early adopter phase for the VAR community within Canada. We tend to trail the U.S. 12, 18 months on most technologies, and we are in that phase right now. We are seeing some early adopters jump on it, but I will tell you that the supplier community is leading the charge in the questions asked, in the how to engage, in the where to engage conversation. So, again, it is early adopter with the VARs, but it is front and center with the suppliers.
All right.
Hey, Rob, this is Phil. Can I jump back in on
please.
This? Brian, really good point. What's happened is the suppliers are coming to us much more even proactively. Okay, suppliers, in this case, you know, the brands, you know, would be you know, IBM, EMC, NetApp, HP, or, you know, Cisco, SAP. I don't want to leave anybody out. Where they're looking to an AdNet to help them deliver services that they either don't want to do anymore or don't have the capabilities to do. Some, for example, you know, who's going to go repair, fix, install, you know, some of these converged infrastructures that have multiple brands in it. Well, we can offer that service. We have that capability. So Brian's point's right on. It's opened up a whole other opportunity for us with our suppliers. And then to our partners out there that are listening, we recognize that we're really less than a year of driving this engagement model, and we are absolutely committed, okay, committed to driving this through our partners, okay, to the end customers, okay. And what we're still really refining as we continue to learn, right, is how do we drive that engagement model more seamlessly, okay. So I just ask the partners to, you know, when in doubt, give us a call, but we definitely want to engage through them to the end customers.
All right. Perfect. Appreciate that. Let's. I mean, we've already started to do a little bit of looking forward, I think, with the services discussion. But let's maybe shift the lens a little bit more into 2014. Curious to get from both of you your thoughts on, you know, what you're expecting from 2014 in the channel community in terms of trends, in terms of technology focuses, in terms of where you see the business going.
Yeah, let me go after that one first from the AdNet standpoint. This is still obviously, you know, one of the perceived challenges that I've called opportunities is still being defined around the cloud. Right, so I think the cloud is still something that is maturing and being defined as we move forward. And AdNet's certainly right in the middle of that from an aggregator standpoint and a, I'll call it, demystifier standpoint when it comes to cloud and wanting to be the, if you will, the partner or the source to help our partners go define the cloud opportunities within their customer base, whether it be services, you know, hybrid cloud, private cloud, et cetera. So I think the cloud is still going to be just a tremendous opportunity for the channel in general as the opportunities continue to get defined. Analytics, you know, I think the analytics, taking all this, you know, big data and the storage and now saying, okay, well, what do we really have around that and how can that from a business standpoint become a differentiator for our customers? So how do we and AdNet continue to deliver value to our partners, to the end customers around analytics, not looking at rear view, but more around the predictive. And I think that with our line card and most recent addition with the SAP and some of the areas there, we think that's going to be a continued, you know, big opportunity for us. At a higher level, again, this roadshow I just did with Jeff and some of our client executives, there are just four things that continue to come out every partner, okay, some of the largest, some of the mid-sized, and smaller. One, they want to know more about our global capabilities. More and more end-user customers are needing support in the U.S., in Canada, in Singapore, in the U.K., where they have data centers that they want to have the same configuration, the same support model. We're seeing more and more partners coming to us, needing AdNet's help to seamlessly move, if you will, technology around the world. And we have the capabilities, and we're the only guys from a value distribution standpoint that can do that. Two, finances. There's still, you know, financial services is still one of our greatest value propositions. And again, regardless of the size of the partner, they want to know what kind of financing capabilities do we have, whether it be around cloud, leasing, you know, right along the lines there. So finance, integration around Converge, I mean, you know, more and more partners wanted to use our capabilities there. And then as we talked about services, you know, wanting to learn more about services, and we really believe that's going to be a great growth strategy for us in 2014 and differentiating our value. So globalization, finance, integration, converged, and services. Brian?
Phil, I think you nailed it. It would be a mantra that we often say in Canada with both the VAR community as well as suppliers, and that is going forward as we look into the next calendar year and where the technology trends are going, more and more of what we do will be software-led, will be services-enabled, and will be powered by a converged solution. So how and where we add value in each of those areas becomes the differentiating factor for AdNet.
And for your partners.
Exactly.
All right.
You know, Rob, I just want to make a comment, not to embarrass Brian, but I know this is primarily a Canadian publication, and that's what you represent.
Yes.
You know, most interest in anyway. That we're very pleased with our performance in Canada. Brian and the team have done a really nice job. We're positioned very well up there for our partners, and we're going to continue to be committed to Canada. It's a good marketplace for us. We've seen good growth, and again, I can't get into the numbers, but you know, real proud of what Brian and his team has done up there, and I think you'll see us continue to expand as much service offerings to Brian's point earlier as we possibly can from the U.S. into Canada.
Excellent. Great to hear that. Great to hear that. You know, both of you have touched on your discussions and the way you're talking to partners in terms of the roadshow, in terms of the mantras and that sort of thing. Curious to get a little bit of a pulse check of the channel. What do you see as the mood in the partner community as we head into 2014, both in the U.S. and around the world and specifically here in Canada?
Well, I'll start off. Pretty positive. Again, I don't like to be overly optimistic. You got to be a realist as well. But again, the most recent travels I did, which was mostly up the East Coast of the U.S., was very positive. My last trip over to Europe, again, some of that's depending on the market, Rob. But there's a lot of optimism out there because I think there's a lot of, you know, when there's complexity, there's opportunity for the channel, right? So as complex as the cloud is, for example, that's just creating more opportunities for everyone. You know, the storage growth I talked about, the analytics, there's just seems to be more opportunity around IT. And I think part of that, when you talk to the partners, is there's more business solutions. Okay, so IT kind of, you know, years ago was that, you know, thing you had to have to just run your business. Well, now, you know, whether it be the chief sales officer, chief marketing officer, chief HR officer, they're using IT as a strategic differentiator. Okay, so it's changing the game, okay, and the value prop around IT. And I think the partners are seeing that. Some are probably adjusting quicker than others, okay, to really drive the solutions needed. But overall, there's pretty good optimism going into 2014 at this point.
Excellent. From a Canadian perspective, Rob, I'll just add that, yes, it's very positive. I see increased engagement with the entire supplier community. So, you know, in the past, what might have been feeling a little bit like a push with certain aspects of the business now feels like we have some wind behind our sails, and we're getting pulled into opportunities a little more often. That's always nice. And any anxiety that the Canadian market is feeling right now, I attribute to the pending government year-end in Canada in March. And if and how and where Shared Service Canada will engage a supplier community and a VAR community in terms of the relevance of the value proposition of what used to be versus what they might be looking for going forward. So there's still a little bit of uncertainty on the horizon in regards to that, but other than that, it's all very positive.
All right, great. Appreciate you guys taking the time. This is, I think this is the third year we've done one of these, and always a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time over the course of all of 2013, and looking forward to many more conversations about how the industry continues to evolve in 2014.
Thank you, Rob, and thanks to the partners. Happy New Year.
To you as well. Cheers. All right, there you have it. Thanks to Phil and Brian for joining us on the show. Thanks to Avnet for their support of ChannelBuzz.ca. And, of course, thanks to you for listening. There's going to be a lot more to listen to in the coming days as well. We'll be back on Friday with another edition of this New Year's podcast series, this time with Rick Reed and Greg Myers, President and Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing, respectively, for Tech Data Canada. Be sure to join us for that one and check it out. Until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.